Welcome to Tardi Mechamach Shava, Cultivating Connection with the OU Women's Initiative. Cultivating Connection is dedicated by Suzette and Michelle Allen and family in memory of Paul and Ilse Besch and Gabriella Besch Allen of Munich, Germany, and in the memory of the Louv family of Pasewalk, Germany. May their neshamos each have an aliyah as we learn together. My name is Tzivi Zuckerman, and today we'll be wrapping up our discussion on inner connection. We've spoken about how disconnection begins within. When I become aware of my inner experience, and when I can hold my feelings and my struggles with compassion, I begin to reconnect with myself. But inner connection doesn't end there. Compassion from the neshama, from the soul, toward the experiences of the body is only one piece. To fully align within ourselves, to really bring together the physical, emotional, and spiritual parts of who we are, we need to develop the capacity of what we'll call the seichel. The seichel is our higher spiritual intellect. In its ideal state, it guides the whole system, our instincts, our drives, our reactions, with a calm clarity. It helps translate what we know to be true into how we feel and how we act. When our abilities and desires are guided by the seichel, we experience alignment, what we call menuchas hanefesh, a centered, grounded peace of mind. With this understanding, we can see that our natural drives aren't bad. Sometimes we're afraid of certain parts of ourselves, so we push them into the shadows and pretend they're not there. But of course they are there, and because we're not aware of them, they act from behind the scenes, influencing us subconsciously. When we understand that these drives simply need to be guided and channeled, gently and wisely, we can allow them into the light of our awareness. But how do we actually direct them? The faculty that we use to guide our inner world, to steer our thoughts, emotions, and drives, and to bind our body and soul into one unified self, is what Revolva calls Das. Das is not simple to define, because it's not just intellectual. It's a lived, internal sense of awareness. It's a state of consciousness. It's an inner guiding voice that's aligned with a godly understanding of reality. The more connected we are to the deeper truth of life, the more tuned in we are to that higher spiritual frequency. And that affects everything. How we see the world, how we interpret what's happening around us, and how we respond. It's not all or nothing, it's a continuum. Our level of Das can grow and develop throughout our lives. A small, relatable example might be the difference between the experience of a young, insecure mom and the same woman years later after lots of personal growth and maturing. When she was young, she may have reacted with anxiety, confusion, or shame when her child behaved in a difficult way, but years later, the very same situation might elicit a completely different internal response, not just in what she does, but in how she sees the moment, how she naturally interprets her child's behavior. Her consciousness, her inner lens has shifted. That's a rise in Das. We can think of Das as the CEO of our inner system. The higher our level of Das, the more we can consciously guide all the different parts of us, our thoughts, instincts, desires, talents, so they're not pulling in different directions, but working together. And when that alignment happens, we experience an inner sense of unity, of harmony, even an intimate sense of wholeness. On the other hand, when our Das is not guiding us, we are pulled in 1,000 directions. Rav Avadim Bartunura, a Mishnah Avos 2:7, describes this as pizur hanefesh, fragmentation of the soul. Does that sound familiar to anyone? He was actually talking about material abundance, and that still applies so much today. The pull to want, to have, to keep up, to worry about maintaining our lifestyle and our image. Another block to Das is just busyness, and who today is not busy? In fact, busyness has become a badge of honor in our culture. We fill every moment, and when quiet finally comes, we often run from it. We reach for noise, distraction, stimulation, sometimes because silence feels uncomfortable. because silence means meeting ourselves. Revolb explains that when we can't sit with quiet, it's a sign that we're disconnected from ourselves. And of course, technology amplifies this. Our devices constantly pull us outward instead of inward. It is so much easier to scroll than to feel. All of this pulls us away from ourselves, away from that quiet inner center where Das can calmly direct us. And when we lose touch with that center, we lose our sense of Menuchas HaNefesh, often translated as peace of mind. Real inner connection is marked by Menuchas HaNefesh, but that doesn't mean lying on a beach with a drink in hand. It's a centered, aligned sense of presence where I know who I am, what I'm here for, and all the parts of me are working together to achieve that lofty, godly purpose. A person can only experience that when the Das is guiding the system. And something beautiful happens here. When the body and soul come in alignment, a person naturally feels connected with Hashem. As we say in Mincha on Shabbos, Me'itcha hi menuchasam. This menucha, this deep sense of inner peace, comes from you, Hashem. But it doesn't only come from Hashem. It also returns us to Him. Because the soul, once it's freed from the noise and fragmentation, naturally longs to return to its source. So how do we begin developing our Das? Revolba suggests beginning with small acts of conscious choice over impulse, small moments of sitting with discomfort. For example, choosing a few times a day that you won't reach for your phone, or setting a time at night when you stop eating. These small practices strengthen the muscle, so to speak, of the seichel. They remind our drives that they don't need to lead. Whenever our Das leads us, it directs and connects our whole system, and we take one step further into inner connection. I look forward to our live virtual VOD on inner connection on Monday, as well as continuing our learning, focusing on connection with others next week. Thank you for learning together.